The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Okay, test, we're going. We are going strong.
Test, test, test.
Talking to it. Put the mic there.
Test.
I don't like hearing soft voices, whether it's the microphone or not. It's too soft for me to concentrate.
Well, like then you need to put your headphones on. Then you can hear it. No. Put your headphone, please.
No, I don't know where
give
my headphones
dollar.
Are. I don't know where they are. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me, the podcast, not the radio show, done out of our dining room in Hillsboro.
Oh my God, I hate you so much.
This is
why
podcast number something.
Oh my God.
We are flying high. We're ready to go. It's sunny, looking out of our bay window here in Hillsboro, looking outside out of our bay window. The flowers are starting
bay
to bloom.
Bay window? That's not a bay window.
That's not a bay window?
No.
Why?
I don't know. A bay window is
sticks
special
out
somehow. Yeah.
Looking out of our dining room window.
That's just like a regular window.
It's a bay window.
It's not.
It's half a
I
bay.
I think a bay window has like that.
Yeah, so do I. But people don't know. And the trees are starting to blossom. None that we're looking at, but I've seen some in town. Some of the cherry blossoms coming out. Some of the daffodils. Spring is in the air. Spring is in the air. And we are...
Do you love the sound of your own voice?
Why did I just get a tweet from, it just said from Mr. Sean Patton or something.
Oh, because he told me a story last night that when we were at that Red Clay Festival.
Yes, it was in Atlanta and it was a big letdown.
It was a big letdown.
But we did have fun on some shows.
We had fun there. I mean, it was fun because it was you and I hanging out, but...
The podcast we didn't like, but the one
the podcast
show,
we never got to use.
Yeah, good.
As a podcast. No, well, I thought it was a good podcast.
Yeah, Pat Dixon was very funny.
But anyway, the sound, whatever. So, but Sean Patton told me last night that he goes, did you see this? He goes, I kept looking, turning around, like scared Rich was going to be in the room. This guy did an impression of you losing your hat. And uh-huh. Sean was doing it for me last night. And it was funny, Sean just doing it half-assed. Like, the guy doing it on stage must have been hilarious. So I tweeted Sean today, and I was like, who did the... And I think they were scared that you would be mad, but I was like, Rich would never be mad by that. You'd think it was funny, right?
Yeah, probably. If it was funny, funny's funny.
Right, but you, even if it wasn't funny, it would be mad. It's like,
no, it's just because I'm such a big act and I left such an impact at that festival.
And it's like, but it's also like, but part of it is that the guy who did it, you know, is like taking a risk because you're Rich Voss, you could destroy.
Well, I also went in trashing every room I worked in, pretty much. You know, when we were doing that that airport hangar. Or that fucking, you know what I'm talking about? That room?
You killed every show.
Yeah, I know, but I made big fun of it. Like, those rooms to those comics are fucking like doing, you know, the Palladium or Radio City Music Hall, those type of rooms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was fucking, it was like working in a gigantic shed with all kinds of stuff all over the place. Anyhow, we did have fun there. In Atlanta at that festival. But the only problem was some of the shows, there wasn't a lot of people. That's all. It was the first year. Maybe it'll pick up.
Why are you talking about it so much? I'm trying to just tell a little story here. And you've gotten into like your own brain of like, let me retell every single thing.
Well, I'm giving people the, you know, the... you know, the foundation of where this story comes
from.
Yes,
and like, oh, Rich Voss, a legend, coming to do this little festival, and you're, you know, this killer act, and that's why someone... It's like, you know, you're ruining the whole funny part of this.
I'll tell the funny part.
Well, no, it just was funny that somebody was doing an impression of you losing your hat. That's like funny enough. They're like, really? I did the... you know, Montreal Comedy Festival with this hat. I didn't lose it. You know, I don't know.
Is that what they were saying?
I mean, that's what Sean was.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, I can't remember everything that he was saying. It was funny. And so then I tweeted him. I said, who was the guy? Because I want him to come on our radio show.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess he tweeted back. You just saw. I don't know what he said.
What, the real, on our real radio show in Sirius?
As far as I know, that's the only radio show that we have.
Yeah. You want him to call in? Or is he from, Atlanta? You think
I don't know.
He's not going to fly up.
Oh, Rich. It doesn't matter. You're acting like suddenly I'm booking. I just asked what the guy's fucking name is. I'd like to get him on our radio show. If he happens to be in New York, we'll put him on.
I told two comics.
If he's not, we'll have him call in.
Two regular comics. I told this one comic.
Two regular comics? Like, what is that?
You know, comics that have nothing going on. I told one he can come
not
in.
Not legends? The non-legends of comedy?
I'm not saying they don't have anything
You're
going
really
on. I shouldn't have said that.
Fucking nuts.
I shouldn't have said they don't have anything going on. I don't know. But one of the
Two regular comics. I was talking to two regular. You know what I'm talking about. They don't have any credits. Regular.
I was.
They're almost like regular people.
The one comic I asked to come on, I forget his name, bald headed guy.
That narrows it down. Yeah,
I could look
brown
it up.
Brown eyes.
I could look it up. I followed. I couldn't. I worked in Livonia, Michigan years ago, and he was killing. And I just was bombing after him every fucking show. He just had all this fucking energy, and he was killing. It was his hometown. Killing, and I go up, and they almost pretty much hated me.
And now he's still a middle act?
No, he's a headliner.
He's still a regular comic?
No, I don't know what he's... He moved to California, now he moved to New York. He's a nice guy. He's a real nice guy. So I said he can come on the radio show. Then I said that other guy, Keith Olbestrater.
Oh, God. I always think, how do I know him? And I know now how I know him.
How?
Because you put him on one of our shows once at... Caroline's, when we used to have that regular show at Caroline's.
No, I never put him on it.
Well, how do I know him then?
From hanging out in New York, or
there's a ton of comics that I just like sort of nod to or say hi. I don't know, and I he's one of them.
Yeah, you know,
nice guy.
He's a nice guy. I said, you know, I want to get him on.
We need a couple of regular comics on. Not these. We've been having such huge celebrity comedians on our show. No. It'd be nice to get back to reality a little bit with some regular comics.
I was listening to Opie this morning.
God, I'm a real cunt today.
There was a female comic on, and I'm going, who the fuck is this? I can't think of her name. I she's a comic. I can't get her voice. Then they said it was the one who's on the show Baskets.
Oh, yeah. Martha Kelly.
She herself, her voice, she's playing herself.
Very funny, yes.
She's playing herself on that show, right?
Right.
Because, I mean, by the way she was talking on it, it seemed like exactly
how... The best comedies that I've seen. I haven't seen all. I'm talking about just the ones I've seen, which are
two.
I've seen four. Baskets. F is for Family. So good on Netflix.
That's Billy's.
Bill Burr. You can just binge that shit. Like,
that's what I like about it.
Nom 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 nom. And I can't believe I just did that.
You did Bugs Bunny.
No, I was doing like eating it, like binging it. F is for Family. So yummy. Oh, I'm gonna shoot myself. And then Schitt's Creek. I don't know how you find it. I somehow.
What network is it on?
Taped it like a, what do you call it? Like a.
TiVo.
TiVo'd it. And I don't know where.
Favorite it.
It's Pops. It's like on channel Pops or something. I have, maybe it's the old TV Guide channel, I think, maybe.
Moms?
I don't want to. No, like P-O-P-S.
Oh, okay. Pops, not Moms.
Stop doing corny jokes. I'm the only one who does corny jokes on this podcast.
All right, so what else? That's three.
And what'd I say, four of them?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
OJ?
OJ's only really funny when Schwimmer is doing his character from Friends. Hey, I just left the set. What's going on? Better Call Saul. Is that a comedy?
No, you fucking dummy. Are you stupid?
Well, it's good.
That's very good. Here's the ones I like.
Okay.
Better Call
Saul.
Oh, I like
Togetherness too on HBO. It just got canceled, but there's two seasons on HBO you can watch.
Never saw it. It's Better Call Saul.
It's a softer kind of.
I don't.
But the characters are good.
Is Game of Thrones out?
Oh, or is that? Are we playing?
Oh no, but yeah.
Has it started?
Has Game of Thrones?
It's time for that game you've all been waiting for. Not a game. That segment we've all been waiting for. Has it started? I'm really bad at doing this.
Is it out yet? It's not.
Has it started?
Is it out yet?
No, it's called Has It Started.
Go ahead.
Game of Thrones. I don't know.
Did it start? Someone said they was listening to our radio show last night, but they had to go and watch Game of Thrones.
Maybe they were catching up.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. God damn it.
It better not be out. We got too much.
Coming fast and furious.
It's too fast.
Housewives of New York are starting.
Fucking, we haven't even started
week.
The Americans.
I don't even care about them anymore, honestly.
Are you fucking kidding me?
There's too many other good things.
We have to watch until they get caught.
I don't like that daughter, and she's in it so much.
We got to, I know. No one likes her. They always put unlikable kids on these fucking shows.
The teen girls are the same on every, you'll notice the same on every show, except for, well, Mad Men too, a little bit. But they're all just fucking horrible assholes. You know, gross,
well,
whiny,
let's go
terrible people.
Here's the ones I like. Everyone You Like. That's the shows I like. I love Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
I love House of Cards. I don't love it. I like it, House of Cards. I liked it until I started looking at Robin Wright's Trig Hull.
But I didn't do dramas. And I didn't do dramedies.
Also, I like.
Do you like the term dramedy?
No. I like OJ, even though.
That's a drama.
Is it? I thought it was a comedy.
Mm-mm. A lot of people think that. It's because of the David Schwimmer thing. You think, this is going to be hilarious.
What else do I like?
I hope they just show him having lunch with like Rachel at some point. Jennifer Aniston character on Friends.
Is that what you hope? Is that
I hope it happens.
So we ordered.
Somebody. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Let's pretend we have a read.
Somebody Facebooked me. I have something to read. And said, this is the guy, Eli, you know, the super fan that comes of our stuff. Remember, we thought he killed his wife, and then his wife showed up at a different event.
Yeah.
He was like, your last podcast was as fun as reading a dishwasher manual.
What show did he say this at?
No, he Facebooked.
What, last week's podcast was great.
Yeah, well. He knows I like a little bit of, I respond to that sort of like twisty, it's a compliment, but a little bit hurts.
That's not a compliment at all. Unless you like reading.
Well, it's a compliment because he's just, you know.
What? How's it a compliment?
Because he wants to be a producer on the show, so he made a list of things that we could talk about. So let me just get it.
Oh, wait. Oh, somebody wants us to review their comedy, too. Hold on. Huh? Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me find it. Oh, let me find. This guy wants us to review his comedy. Oh, new Nikes are coming out. 12 retro wings. I'm going to have to get those. All right, we're going to find this. Hold on. Just give me a second.
Here it is.
Okay, you read. What? Where's this guy?
After enduring the recent podcast, which was almost as good as reading a dishwasher manual, I am once again inclined to offer my unsolicited producer services because I believe it could get better. The following are some compelling talking points. This is from that dude. How do people who live in states without volatile weather deal with small talk?
Oh, brother.
Two. When will bumper stickers be trendy again? Nowadays, cars are just faceless machines lacking personality. I miss getting aggravated in traffic, producing hatred towards the driver in front of me, boasting how their child had perfect attendance in school, or some cute koalas bleeding out under a website for an animal conservation fund.
All right, this guy, I'm not listening to this fucking ridiculous guy.
Two. Even though he's got two. See, this is like, he thinks he could be a producer. He's labeled.
Wait, start over again.
Number one, number two, and then number two again.
Wait, let's start.
Good producing skills.
Wait,
Eli.
Start over. What does he want us? What's one of the topics? What's the first one?
How do people live in states without volatile weather? How do they deal with small talk? Do they experience greater social discomfort? Is there an uptick of antisocial behavior as a result? And could a class on perfecting the art of small talk be helpful?
This fucking guy's crazy. Okay, what's the number two? The first two.
The first number two is, when will bumper stickers be trendy again? Because when you're getting mad in traffic, it helps to like, oh, this guy's into...
Really? That's a topic?
Yeah,
like, maybe we could talk about the coexist bumper sticker. Would
you
that
love
make
talking about that one.
Go ahead.
Second number two, the dating world can be very exhausting. Irritating commercials for cutesy sites depicting perky but desperate people who seemingly love everything. I don't understand this one. Awkward encounters at the copy machine by coworkers secretly lusting each other. Why bother? If you have the hots for that moderately educated CVS cashier, consider these tips to seal the deal. To me, I've read this already one time. I don't understand it. Purchase the following items. One, laundry detergent, Tide if they're white, all if they're black. Why? And what does the color have to do with it? Two, vitamins, if white. Assorted candy, if black. Is this guy just racist?
Wait, is he saying if you're hitting on the girl at the register, these are the things you buy? So
to get her attention?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, like, how many?
Air freshener, if white, and EPT, if black. And he's hugely racist.
EPT is early pregnancy test?
Mm-hmm. And four, Magnum condoms for both. That's how you know he's really racist. He's like... pretending as a white guy is a big dick. No, this is an abridged list.
All right, that's ridiculous. Here's what we're gonna do. Go,
Eli.
Get your computer.
Do you hear that silence? Let's give a moment of silence for Eli's ideas.
Yeah, that's. If you think our podcast was bad,
whoa,
those fucking ideas.
That really helped, Eli. Thanks. Really bumped things up to the next level.
Oh boy, Eli. Let me tell you, Eli's coming. With a fucking shotgun. Listen, I'm going to forward this to you.
We didn't give him the moment of silence.
All right.
That was for you, Eli. Boom.
Boo. Let's go boo him together.
One, boo. Boo.
I'm going to forward.
1, 2, 2, 3.
Huh. I'm going to forward you this email right now. Go, and we'll play it on your computer instead of my phone. This guy's comedy wants us to review his comedy.
Well, I got to go get my computer.
Go get your computer. I'll forward it to you. I'll do some plugs.
Oh, also, we have to talk about Rocco.
Oh, yeah. This weekend, this Thursday through Sunday, I will be at the Hartford Funny Bone. I'm going to give you some dates why Bonnie's going to get her computer. It's Thursday through Sunday at the Hartford Funny Bone. Okay? April. Oh, that's this month. Okay. That's the 31st through the 3rd, Hartford Funny Bone. April 7th through the 10th, I will be in Lexington, Kentucky at a comedy on Broadway or comedy off Broadway. It's one of those, on or off Broadway. April 14th through 17th, I will be at the Syracuse Funny Bone. Okay? And I'll give you one more.
Okay.
And then the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of April, I will be at the Stress Factory in New Jersey. So let's do that real quick. This weekend, Hartford Funny Bone. Next weekend, Lexington, Kentucky, comedy off Broadway. And a weekend after that, Syracuse Funny Bone. Then the Stress Factory. Then after the Stress Factory, holy shit, I will be a Thursday and Friday in Minneapolis, the 28th and 29th. Just a Thursday and Friday doing the joke joint. Joke. I can't even say it without slobbering. Joke joint in St. Paul, the 28th and 29th. You have to go to these places. I need to sell tickets. That's what it's all about. Did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
The email?
Mm-hmm.
It sends you to Facebook?
No, I've got a lot of things open right now. I'm waiting for you to finish your stuff.
I'm done. Go.
You don't understand.
Answer the email. Let's.
Okay. See. What do you mean answer it?
I mean,
I'll read it. Hello, Rich. I'm a big fan of your work, especially on Opie and Anthony / Jim. The episode where you were booked at a former Italian restaurant where it turned into you, Jimmy, and Bob Kelly smashing each other is my favorite. I noticed in your My Wife Hates Me podcast with Bonnie that you review stand-up acts. I am an up-and-coming stand-up act from Massachusetts with a small following and upcoming project on Adult Swim. Here's a little piece of my stand-up I'd like you to review. It has some views from going viral briefly. This guy is out of his fucking mind.
Why do they go? What do they think viral is?
Some of this is, you might have seen it because it's literally everywhere. Some of these jokes have literally gone viral. I mean, I tried to stop it because I don't want people to see my work prior to you seeing it and reviewing it. But I will warn you, you might recognize some of these bits.
But wait,
going
what
viral.
Does someone consider viral?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I really don't.
You know,
it has some views from going viral, but I am still a novice to stand up and would love to hear your thoughts. Criticism is welcome.
Oh, is it? Thank
yes.
you. Oh, really?
No, we don't do that. I don't know where you're getting that
yeah,
from. I know you can even make trashing my material funny.
Ugh.
Hmm. And Bonnie is my favorite female comedian. Aw, I love when people add the female part because I feel like people don't notice that about me. They really don't. They're like, oh, she's a dude. Thanks for reading this.
Oh.
Why can't we have it hooked up?
Okay. Turn it up.
Oh, also he...
Wait.
Okay, first of all, at the very beginning of this...
I gotta see. You gotta bring it closer to me. Hold on. Let me see this. All right. Your
okay,
mic's in
listen.
The way.
This is titled Fucking Get Out with two exclamation points. Sam Hyde stand up November 10th. Okay, can I just mention one thing?
What?
At the very beginning of this, he's got...
What's his name?
Sam Hyde.
Uh-huh.
H-Y-D-E. He said, if you like what I do, look what he says.
Start from the beginning.
Okay.
Oh, he just, what's he doing?
If you think what I do is worthwhile, send me some buckage.
Some what?
Buckage.
Money?
Yeah.
Ugh.
What if we found out later, like we're like, buckage? What a fucking idiot. And it's like, no, it's like bitcoins. That's what people do when they send money over the internet. We just don't know the new lingo. Oh, the buckage.
He probably got tons of buckage.
We're like, why is he saying buckage, you fucking douchebag?
Wait,
actually, that's what...
I can't see his face. He looks like an old man.
No, I don't think he is. I think he's actually young. He seems like he has a full head of hair. Okay.
But he hit... When he was introduced, he, like, pumped like he was playing guitar or something, walking up there, like, fucking
he's getting himself like instead pumped. Of shadow boxing like, he's doing.
First of all, let me explain comedy to real quick.
Real quick, guys. Got to just take a minute out here.
When I go on the road, I always tell the host.
He's explaining comedy, Sandy. You told me to call you. He's explaining comedy. You don't want to miss this.
Okay. I always tell the fucking host, just introduce me. Don't get him riled up. It's not a fucking pep rally. All right. Our headliner tonight. Just like that. Not a, are you ready? Look, would so you you wouldn't introduce Woody Allen
look,
that
look, there's
way.
A little bit of collateral damage on this video. I'm sorry, MC. You didn't ask to be criticized, but Rich Voss is doing it anyway.
Well, no, the way he walked up, like he's doing a fucking
I know,
pet
but it
rally
was the MC
or,
that was like, woo-hoo.
Yeah, that
okay,
too.
Okay, let's get to, let's try to get through one or two jokes because this is 10 minutes long.
I'm not going to watch 10 minutes of
There's
this.
There's no fucking way. Okay, we'll watch a little and then we'll go to the middle and then we'll go to the end. We'll see how he closes it up.
So check it out. I went around talking to blacks in the audience before I started this year. And a lot of them.
He said, I went around talking to the blacks in this audience at the start of this year.
The blacks in the audience at the start of this year?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense so far. I get where you're going, dude. You just mixed up your words. I don't get it.
He goes, I know what you're saying. You're white. And I know you're using your white privilege. And I respect it, my brother. But what the fuck?
Well, wait. He doesn't make any sense
well, no.
to me.
This is like
do
if,
you understand what
This
you're
is
saying?
Like if my uncle just jumped on stage.
Yes, it's like a drunk uncle like, hey, and then I said that they started, I asked black guys, can I use the N-word? And they started doing some incense and some jumping around. I said, you one time, this one time, you go ahead and do it there, fella.
Can they started lighting incense.
That, yeah, I don't understand any of it.
Oh,
and where's
man.
The, like, is there a point to saying, can I use the N-word? Like, is he going to say the N-word?
He's saying, can I say that to you guys? Can I, when I'm talking to you, can I say the N-word to you guys one time?
To the black guys, right?
Yeah. In his fake conversation with the black girls earlier this year.
Yeah. Okay. He's a recovering Marine. But I don't get the other Black Lives Matter joke either. I really don't get it. I don't understand what he's saying.
He's saying to the crowd that if you don't like what I'm going to say about black people, if you do, you go, whatever. If you don't,
Black Lives Matter. But then he didn't do a joke about black
people. Well, maybe he's going to.
Said I'm a Marine.
Because
okay.
I don't know if he's still talking to the black guys with the incense.
Well, those are black guys right there, right in the audience.
I can't tell; it's too dark. The lighting, I mean.
He's walked over to the table and he's picked up a bottle of hot sauce. It looks like.
No, but he's carrying his notes in his hand too. He's got his notes.
Oh, it's a beer bottle. Put donations in the beer bottle.
Because he was in the. For the service or for Wounded Warriors. Also, I do donations for palsy kids. Terrible situation. So sad. To a pastor, here, can you stand up real quick? Just quickly, here, give me a hand. Beautiful turns to spin here. A beautiful cerebral palsy. She's my helper. She's going to be passing this around in my life. This is toys for cerebral palsy for tots, folks. So he got someone out of the audience and spun her around and said, she's helping me. She's got cerebral palsy and she just dropped the cup that he put in her hand to go collect money. Look, she dropped it.
Does she really have cerebral palsy?
No.
Oh, it's a plant?
Don't worry about it. Just do your job. We have another
So the bit is that he's collecting money for all these different things.
Yeah, former slaves, cerebral palsy. He's giving cups to people to walk around. I still want to know where the guys with the incense are.
Yeah, what happened to that bit?
What happened to that?
I hope someone yells out Black Lives Matter right now.
I hope somebody yells out quit.
Well, this bit at least I kind of get. But he's like he's being sarcastic and
yeah, he's making fun, yeah.
I, he's saying like I actually don't fucking care about any of you people at all. He says he was raped by a woman, not a joke. But you need jokes.
So far, none of it's a joke.
So I don't think you need to say that anymore. Okay. No, I get this bit. I just don't think it's really funny.
It's stupid. It's props. He's passing. He's doing stereotypes, passes out, you know, cups. He's walking around like fucking the ghost of Robin Williams. And...
Well, was that you, what you think he has any? Why Robin Williams? Is I don't know. I was just looking anyway. Like no, he
no.
Doesn't.
You know how Robin Williams used to run around doing.
But
stuff.
But he's not with, even. Yeah. No. Come on.
Okay.
He's just sauntering back and forth, like he's sauntering like he's like the coolest guy in the world, like back and forth on the stage, off the stage.
It's probably everybody in the audience that he grew up with, every friend he's ever had, everybody from his day job, and people with cerebral palsy, people that have been raped by women and former slaves. That's probably who's in his audience. That's why he's collecting money for them.
It's...
I was only kidding.
I know. It's like, but unfortunately, it's as funny as his.
Well... this is hard.
But he also reminds me of a guy that's like, you know, like jovial out in public, and then when he's at home by himself, he's like crying and drinking and eating, and
he's like, he looks like a
he's like self medicating constantly. Sam, come on, get some help. This is a cry for help. That's how I'm reading this stand up. Somebody needs to love him.
But you know what the thing is. And this is so far probably one of the worst ones we've ever seen. And
no, I honestly don't think so. I just think he's trying to develop a style that he's not ready to be developing yet. He's trying to go like
Todd Glass.
Yes,
type.
Yes. He's trying to be this kind of comedian, but he's not good enough at it. He needs to just like write some jokes and figure out how to do that first.
Yeah.
And before he starts like sauntering around like he's like, you know, the head of some fucking cult or something.
And for every one of these bad comics, there's another 1,000 that you don't fucking get to see that. It's just, I mean, when I first started,
I applaud him for trying to do something different.
I first started, I was the worst. I was worse than this probably. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I'm not saying he can't get good.
This is from November 10th.
I'm not saying he can't get good. I'm not saying he can't be great. I'm just saying so far what I see is almost unwatchable.
What I see is an unloved, unwanted, sad, man who self-medicates.
Go ahead, play some of this fucking
Sam Hyde. No, I feel for you, Sam Hyde.
Sam better hide after this.
Sam, you've got problems, it's apparent to me. He's raped. That's probably true, and he's like doing this whole comedy act to try to like... Wait, that was his own. That was a joke.
What was that?
I don't know. Wait, I gotta go.
He said, "Get ready for what?" Get ready.
I don't harbor any ill will.
Ask his. Oh.
Get ready for my what impression? My
Chinese
impression. And what does he say?
I don't know, but he's bending down. Ooh. Like, oh.
Why are something so racist? Oh, why are black people so racy?
Racist, I guess, against Chinese.
Every Chinese person he's ever met has been a racist son of a bitch.
I agree.
If you wrote down all this stuff, though, it would just sound like...
You're a mental patient.
Well, like, you wouldn't see any, like, differentiation of, like... It's just like a hate speech. it doesn't have any like.
Well, the Jew professor that raped him, he has no ill will towards her. That's what he said.
Oh, okay.
So the Jew.
Right, but even still, it's like there's still no.
When you say
like retelling, like you couldn't retell any of this and be like, oh, so I saw this guy last night. And he said he was raped by a woman who was Jewish, but he holds no ill will towards Jewish people.
No, but no. But see, here's the thing.
Like that's his only joke, and then that's like, I mean, how?
When you say the Jew, that's ill will. If you say, I have no ill will towards a Jewish person, but when you go,
what did he say?
Jew,
oh, that was.
I think
joke?
He said the Jew. I don't know. He might have. Maybe
oh,
I misunderstood.
Oh,
maybe I heard it wrong.
His comedy's too subtle for me.
Yeah, maybe it's going over our heads. You know, a lot of times stuff does go over our heads.
We're not the smartest people in the world.
You know,
so.
We could be. I mean, there's a lot of people in the audience. Well, I don't know. There's four I could see.
Sam that, Hyde.
That might, you know.
You're fucked up. You know you are. Get some help.
Go ahead, play some more.
You know, right before he gets up and puts that shirt on to go do stand-up, he's like laying there in the bathtub just like crying, eating chips. Then he's like, I gotta go make people laugh. Then he's the minute he sees his friends, he's all high-five and cool, like constantly shoving it down. I think this is a better thing, is that I will psychoanalyze you. You send me your tape, your stand-up, and I will psychoanalyze you.
No, I don't think he's... I think he is...
He, to me, honestly,
I think he
he's
didn't have
two
any...
more paces away from a suicide attempt.
I think he just didn't have a lot
he
of
He comes
friends.
Off the stage two more times. That's...
He. I don't think he had a lot of friends of... growing up. You know, and he made
he
these,
had to be funny.
He made these fake characters around the house.
Yeah.
And all his, like, toys and dolls were racist. And he, you know, and he would just
and
fight.
He's a little bit mean to women, I bet. Like, on dates and stuff, he'll be mean to a pretty... You know those guys are just mean to a pretty woman because they think that they get everything in life.
I don't think he goes on a lot of dates.
I think
at least
he does.
Not second ones.
No, not second dates. But he swipes a lot on the table.
Yeah, he looks like a bloated Jimmy Schubert.
Yeah. Sam Hyde. To start genuflecting and doing this, I'm so sorry.
And that's what us good whites do. We're doing that. See some good, us good whites.
Yeah, like, where is he from?
Us good, this is Boston.
Oh.
Us good whites, you know.
I know, but that's part of his comedy, is like, he's pretending to be racist. He's ironically being racist.
Oh.
But it's... We're fixing the world yet again, these white folks. Oh, baby impersonation. Oh God, I can't watch anymore of this. He crawled into the audience and he's like at a table, like crawled up to a woman like, mommy, I want milk. But it's like...
It's a big...
It sounds... I'm just
big,
in retelling
it's like a
it
mental,
sounds...
Know what it is? This is like a guy in a mental institution.
Could you imagine if this guy was opening for you? And you had to watch him like go into the audience and be like, mommy, I want milk. And you'd be like, I have to go on after this.
I've never had anybody fired. I wouldn't have him fired. I don't believe in that.
But would you be like, hey, can you not,
can you
crawl,
not
around
crawl around
in the audience?
No, I would let him because I would fucking trash him for 10 fucking minutes.
Right. You'd have a great opening. Let's just go to the end.
No. Just two more minutes of him crawling.
I can't.
Oh, he's crawling. Oh,
thank you. Now he's trying to sit in a man's lap. People are like, what the fuck is going on? You know, the truth. Now I'm starting to think, like, this is like, this guy, if he doesn't kill himself, he could actually be something. I just realized, because he has no, but he has to learn.
He has no awareness.
He has, well, he doesn't care. He just doesn't care. He doesn't like himself, so he doesn't care if other people like him either.
He has,
but he has no like, if he could, do that and it was like an actual funny bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he could turn what he's doing there into actual comedy, that could be fucking amazing. But he just doesn't have any skills to make it funny yet.
Crawling around a club.
Like, could you imagine? But like,
if Todd Glass did it.
Todd Glass did it, it would be hilarious. Yeah, or Todd, if Eddie Pepitone. Been,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's trying to do
that. I don't
that.
Think Chris Rock can make that funny.
No. Can you imagine if Chris Rock was Chris, oh my God.
Or if Bobby Kelly could crawl around like a baby.
Bobby Kelly should steal this bit. That would actually be perfect for him. Yeah, so I see what he's doing. He aspires to be this sort of like
alternative,
out there, crazy, willing to do anything comedian, but you have to be able to like, that's,
you gotta have a foundation before you have the fucking roof.
He's got no writing to any of
no
it.
No foundation. He has no.
Okay. I mean, I was just adding to that. But.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. Yeah, he's got to figure out how to put context to those bits.
Yeah, no one. One, you got to establish who you are.
Let's see how long he does this.
The baby, the crying baby, crawling on the floor.
Now he's fucking the window. Okay.
Baby, it's funny. If you don't laugh for baby, you are a coward and the reason Boston was bombed.
He said, if you don't laugh at the crying baby, the reason why Boston was bombed.
Right.
Because they didn't laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. The terrorists are winning, I guess he's saying.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think he realizes how hard a sell this would be. Thursday night at, you know,
the Stress Factory.
The Stress Factory.
Boy, holy shit.
I don't think he knows.
I think Margaret Cho would attack him.
Yes. I don't know. Okay. Wait, what's this?
It's another comic.
Well, that's a girl.
It's a whole show.
Oh, is that the MC trashing him?
Yeah,
oh,
let's go
look,
back.
Let's look at that.
And it's girly.
Okay.
So. All right, hold on. What's he whipping?
He took his belt off and he's whipping the air. That's his ending.
Oh, now the MC is going to bring up another girl comic.
Yeah. This MC. That was Sam Hyde, everybody. He went and sat in the audience. The next lady who went up started off with some jokes about me being ugly with pube goatee.
What did he say? What did she say? You got to play it.
No,
listen to it. Get it back.
But there are. Okay, little did I know that I would soon be physically assaulted. What happened?
Oh, let's see.
Oh, my God. A red board became a comedian? What does that mean? Oh, he's heckling her.
Oh, she's in his face. She's in his face. She's off the stage. Wait, hold on. What happened? I didn't see
it. Oh, God.
What happened?
It is. Okay. So he sits down in the audience, and she goes up and is making fun of him, which How, like, this guy is out of it. Sam, get some fucking help, because you just crawled around on the floor like a baby, and you don't think the comedian on After You is going to fucking make fun of that? Are you kidding me? If she didn't make fun
of... Well, but she was a little aggressive, too.
She, oh, yeah, she's a beginning comedian also. So she doesn't have control over what she wants to have control over either. So she goes on. She starts, like, trashing him. He starts heckling. I don't know what the exchange is going on between them. And she starts saying, no, no, you're done. But she's getting really...
You're fucking done.
She goes from zero to 60 or whatever the saying is, like, right away, because she's scared now that she's has to deal with this situation. In her mind, she was just going to go make fun of him and get into her jokes. But then he started heckling her. Then she got mad.
Rewind
back.
It. I want to rewind.
I know. It's... Okay.
Oh, hold on. And she goes, you're done. And he ran off the stage into his face.
So she goes on.
Oh, is it? Folks, you got to see this horribleness. This has got to be on YouTube.
Okay, so she starts making fun of him.
A red, what did she call him?
A red board. I don't know what that means.
A red board and a comedian?
He something about his pubes, and then a red board became a comedian. That's what I just
maybe
saw.
It's some kind of Boston lingo. A red board.
Or what if we're getting it wrong and they're like, she called him a retard. I don't know why you guys are
face it towards me.
I'm gonna Google red board just very quickly.
What are you doing?
I just want to see if it's red board.
You're gonna lose it. You came up with Robert Redford.
No, that's like a, there's actually like a red, some kind of, okay, let me go back.
Get back. Oh, you lost it.
I didn't lose it, you dope.
You're the dope. You lost it.
You're so dope. I can't believe you don't know how to do more than one window.
Faint.
Okay, so then torture. She's yelling at him, right?
Yeah.
And then.
Hold on.
So she says, oh, shut the fuck up.
Wait, what'd he say to her, though?
I don't know. I can't hear what he's saying, but he's like, he's defending himself because she's making fun of him.
You know, he looks like, what's his name? Who's the dead actor that OD'd on heroin?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's such a great actor. He was so...
God's Pocket?
Yeah, fucking... Oh, what the fuck? He's in everything. He's in all the Hunger Games.
Okay, whatever.
You're
so
done.
She keeps yelling, you're done. But I don't know who the audience is cheering for, her or him.
I don't know. She
the
looks
audiences
like...
usually hate women, so I'm going to guess they're cheering for
well,
him.
She looks like a crazy Morgan Murphy.
She does.
Bar.
Right. She's dressed...
Well, I can't see. You know, it's no close-up. Oh, she's
okay, so then she runs off the stage. I should point out, the stage is like just a bit of a platform.
Yeah.
It's not like this huge thing. So she runs off. He's in the front row, which is a douchey thing to do. You don't do your set and then sit in the front row. And she runs up to him.
And she's in his face going, you're done, point.
You're done.
And she's screaming,
they're
you're
both,
done.
Yeah. Get the fuck out. So she starts yelling, get the fuck out. Okay, so people are booing. Are they booing her?
I think so.
I don't know.
Oh, get the fuck out.
I have no idea whose side the audience is on.
It doesn't matter. Uh-oh.
Okay, so she pointed a finger at him. I don't know if she hit him or not, but I think she did, right?
He
grabbed her hand.
Yeah.
And now other people are coming. Look, the MC has come in and
pushed her back on stage.
Put her back on stage and sat him down. Trying to sit him down, yeah. I like, though, that this is
comedy.
This also is that she's standing up there like she's going to finish her act.
I know. I was thinking like she's going to get back into her set
she's
now.
She's going to be like, okay, so anyway, who's got cats? Why doesn't she just be like, this is bullshit, let me go. But I would have done the same thing. I wouldn't have been like, that's my spot. I fucking have to do my spot. I was like, my boyfriend.
Female comics are fucked up.
I know. Because in the book, I tell this story about how my boyfriend threw a beer bottle at a guy and I finished the set. There was a huge brawl going on in the audience and I just kept doing my stand up.
Tilted towards me.
I'm sorry. Like that?
Yeah. No.
She's got glasses, doesn't she?
I don't know.
Don't hit a lady with glasses. Oh, Marina's calling me.
Just hit. Go ahead. Oh, they kicked him out. Did he leave? Oh, he's still there.
No, he's still there.
Stunning and brave.
Oh, now they're yelling at her, you're not funny. He got to fucking crush. This is like, I would never call sexism on shit. I don't know. But he crawled through the audience like a fucking baby. She's been on stage for 1 minute being heckled, dealing with it. Not the greatest
opening
way to deal with a heckler ever. Yeah. But they're yelling at her that she's not funny. What the fuck were you doing while he was crawling? I can't believe this. No one yelled at him at all. They just let him.
When he talked about racism, and
he was like, you know, I still like the Jew. No, nobody said one fucking word. She's like, get out. You're not funny. Oh my God. Oh, this is the first time I've ever witnessed actual sexism. Oh, she's pulling them back. Can I just tell some jokes? She goes, my arms are sore from holding up this glass ceiling. Now she's got their attention. She goes into feminist comedy. It's not good. Ma'am, you should have just talked about what just happened. Oh, my God.
They don't know how to do fucking...
Oh, my God. This is so insane. Huh? This is so insane.
They're fucking young. They don't have new comics. They can't do audibles, you know, fucking...
No, I wouldn't know what to do in that situation either.
I would.
Like, what if you had to headline after that? Like, this is just the two opening acts. And you had to go on.
I would do an hour
yes,
on each
like,
of them.
What the fuck?
Gaga Goo Goo.
and then highbrow feminist humor.
Hey, a baby Jewish kid, Gaga Juju.
Oh my god. And then yeah, but like in her mind she's like, I'm a smart, you know, like probably like when she doesn't do well, people are like, you know what, you're just too smart for the audience.
It's being on a show with someone mentally challenged and Gloria Steinem.
Yes.
It's like following. It's like Rod Serling should be the host.
Hey, do you think the feminist comic should go on after the guy who acts like a baby? Or how do we think we should do this lineup?
Okay, racist?
I hope that then you see them put it like a ramp down and a guy with a wheelchair has to go up. He's like, talks through a hole in his throat. Okay, let's just see what one of her jokes is. She doesn't want to be judged, so we won't be, you know, she didn't ask to be. My legs hurt from not getting paid equally. It's so funny that like after that guy, this girl goes out. It's like you couldn't write, if you were like making a show and you were like, okay, and then after that guy, you'd be like, no, that's too far-fetched.
But why would her legs hurt from not being paid equally?
I don't want to get into why the jokes don't work.
But what does that mean? Is that a feminist thing?
I have no idea. I didn't want to like...
I never heard that from feminists.
My collarbone hurts because...
I mean, maybe her funny bone. Like, I don't know why.
I don't know.
Let's listen to
it. But she's just yelling it out because people are not paying attention. Oh my God. She's literally, it's like,
a war.
It's like a rodeo or something going on in the audience. And she's just yelling out. Aw. Okay,
do 30 seconds. I just want to see how
they just hear this.
I know. We're explaining it to them, though. Oh, wait.
The guy, Sam Hyde,
is now.
More than ever, I think you need to get some help. He's in front of the stage.
Bowing like a Muslim.
Yes.
Like on a carpet.
Yes.
Like
yes. Yes.
Like
just
he's
randomly.
Like acting like he's praying to a Muslim god on his knees.
Yeah.
Thank God for
So she says, thank God for these guys out here with their small dicks.
Why do girls think like that? Small dick, like.
I mean, what else are you gonna say? You're in this weird situation. I mean, you gotta fucking come
but
strong.
Here's the thing: if you have a big dick, you can't be an asshole.
We don't care. If you have a big dick, you can do whatever you want.
Ugh, so stupid.
They would not eat pussy. She's going dirty to try to get the crowd. Look at these two.
All right,
I feel bad for her because she's really just trying to he's being a dick. Once you're done your set,
he's sitting in the front row fucking with her.
Yeah.
After that horrible, fucking atrocious thing,
Sam Hyde.
It's bad enough that you crawled around like a fucking baby. Second of all, it's bad enough you didn't have one punchline throughout your set. You can't be some fucking abstract, fucking alternative, fucking hip, cool comic.
And then look at
the way he does, because he looks like he should be working at a bank, all right? Second of all...
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I could be completely wrong. But if that was a dude, do you think he would be doing the same thing?
Yeah, because he's crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he's
okay.
Fucking, he has no clue.
Okay.
He has no etiquette or no clue. You're done, you go to the back of the fucking room. Okay, he's still sitting
there. If you're going to do the kind of act that you do, then you have to be ready for the people who have to follow you to make fun of it on their fucking
First of all, it's not an act. If you do that fucking 10 minutes of ridiculous with a paper in your hand, you're reading it.
It's like don't care, but clearly you do care.
You do care. That's
part of my analysis.
Here's the thing. You're not even.
He's acting like he doesn't care. But
you're not even smart enough to remember the dumb stuff you're doing. Okay. So he's got a paper like he's some fucking, you know, clearly he's got the paper because he's so green he doesn't even remember what bit goes
after.
No,
that's not why people have papers.
That's why he does.
Cool. No.
No, he didn't have it to look cool.
They're like, oh, I'm just trying new stuff here.
Okay, well, maybe he has it to look cool. But there was nothing cool about it. Like I said, who knows? This could be his fucking fifth time on stage for all I know. It could be his third time. I know I was fucking unwatchable in the beginning.
Yeah, like a couple weeks ago. I mean,
we didn't see that. I mean, unwatchable. I'm surprised I even did what
I did. Oh my God, I have to go. Look at the time. Jesus.
Oh, it's 10 to 6. Oh, Bonnie, you got to get out of here. Go pick up our kid. Look, good luck. Keep working on what you're doing. Folks, go online and try to find the Sam Hyde video so you could see what we just saw. And, you know, look, do what you got to do. But here's a little advice from me, or just a little comedy etiquette. After you're done doing your set, go to the back of the room and let somebody else do it. Don't try to take the...
Can you shut the thing off?
I don't know. Just don't do what... Well, I'm not... I'm ending it.
Key.
Well, then, where's your car key? Relax, you got... You go. All right, relax. You got 10 minutes. Bonnie ran out. We had to pick up our child from daycare, after school care. After you're done with your fucking set, go to the back of the room. Quit trying to steal the attention away from the next comic. You already had your fucking 10 minutes, so move to the fucking back and give the next person a shot. Who the fuck? You're sitting up front? You know, that's ridiculous. No... No other comic wants to see your dumb face or anybody's dumb face after they go on stage. You're judging her after what you just did. Look, whatever. You asked us to look at this fucking garbage. We looked at it. Maybe in a year it'll be fucking great. I wouldn't send it to anybody personally. That's my opinion. But then again, who the fuck am I? You know, you're a crazy person. And if you see me, don't try to fight me. You asked me to fucking review this. Crazy fuck. Leave the fucking next comic alone. Let him move on. Anyhow, this weekend I'll be at the... I don't even want to show where I'll be because this crazy fuck's going to come out. Probably sit in the front row. I'll be this weekend at the Hartford Funny Bone. Next weekend I will be in Lexington, Kentucky at Comedy Off Broadway. The weekend after that, Syracuse Funny Bone. Then the Stress Factory. April 20th, Bonnie will be at the Stanhope House, Stanhope, New Jersey. Thank you. And we are done.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.